Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Mtukura, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, my brother. Good afternoon, listeners, wherever you are listening us from.
I was just about to give up, Mfunis. Just about to give up thinking you've abandoned us. Thank you very much for picking up after a long while. I was thinking, did the pastor abandon us? Let's jump right in, Mfunis. Our time is already gone. Have you ever felt alone in your walk with God, Mfunis? And if you did, what helped you through it?
Yes, and why it happened in one of these days in my life, it was a very, very hard time for me. I remember one day when my mom felt sick. She was sick for quite some time. She was suffering from a chronic illness or disease for a period of time, just about, I think, about 4 years.
Right.
So you can imagine the demands of the hospital bills, so it was we were praying to God, thinking God would intervene in prayer so that my our mother could be well, but eventually she died.
Oh,
she passed on.
Wow. Course, yeah.
So during that period, it was I felt the loneliness. I felt like I was abandoned. It was a hard time for me. So at times I could ask myself all sorts of questions. Did God leave me? What had happened with my faith? So it's true. I once experienced such a period in life.
How did you handle it, Mfundis? What helped you?
It was family unity was another source of strength to me.
Right.
We could come together as a family and pray, comforting each other. Also, the church played a pivotal role in praying for us, fellowshipping, and coming to our place. Above all, scriptures were the greatest source of comfort and direction in these trying moments of my life.
Right.
As I was experiencing hardships.
Yes, yes. Okay, that's good to know that the church does come through from time to time. Why does obedience sometimes lead to isolation, Mfundis? Or is it somehow our misunderstanding? What's happening?
Yeah, the world has set a standard for everyone.
Mm.
The world has normalized sin and disobedience.
Oh.
If we are to define sin from the biblical perspective, sin is the transgression of the law of God, which is moral, then disobedience is refusing to follow rules or orders in or acting against the authorities.
Mm.
So this is the situation that we are experiencing in this world. For example, if one is married, nowadays it is very normal for married men to have a girlfriend. So if you don't act like wise, if you don't join in what others are doing, they will shun you, they will leave you, they will isolate you from their company. I also want to think that even the patriarchs, just like Noah, when he got the message from the Lord, when he was preaching this message of the flood, he was isolated. Many did not like him. The Bible tells us that in Genesis chapter 6 says the Lord saw that the wickedness of men was great upon the earth, and every inclination of his thought was only evil continually.
Mm.
So you find out that when people are becoming evil, they can isolate themselves from someone who is doing that which is right.
Mm.
So in this form of going fast, in it is grotesque. Lawlessness corrupt. Now, out of it, if he chooses to be obedient, friends will isolate him, or they'll misunderstand him or her of being special, of being holy, something like that.
Tell us how we can find encouragement during these lonely seasons, Mfundisi.
Okay, prayer is very essential in the season. Steps one is the
Mfundisi, I don't know. Your line is deteriorating. You seem. I don't know if you're moving away from your source of network. I don't know. It's cutting. We're unable. We didn't hear your answer.
But I can hear you. Let me try again.
Yes.
You were saying, how can we find encouragement in God's presence during lonely sessions?
Yes, Mfundisi.
So my response is prayer is very essential when you experience these lonely sessions. Ellen White says, prayer is the opening of the heart to God as their friend. So prayer is very important in such times. And one writer says, prayer, the path of the world. And open the book, 2 Thessalonians 5:14, says, pray with season. So we are with challenges. We should peaceful time. We also pray. Jesus, you pray always. And here in Mark 1:5, the Bible says, the more we to solitary, go to visit, pray. So please come to pray with. So we have strength.
You're cutting again, Mfundisi. Sorry, Mfundisi, we can't hear you again. We are able to hear you talking, but it's we can't make out what you're saying.
There are some echoes. Oh, no. very sorry.
Let's try that again, Mfundisi.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mfundisi. Let's try and see if we won't be able to hear you.
Okay. I was saying, these lonely sessions, prayer is very important. Do you hear me?
Yes, Mfundisi.
Yes. In Steps to Christ, she says, prayer is opening of the heart of God as to a friend. So in times of perplexities, in times of difficult moments of our lives, we ought to pray. We have to seek God in prayer. And also Bible study is very key. We have to search from the word of God. The Bible in the book, Psalm 119 verse 5, Bible says, your word is a lamp to my feet, light a path. So the let in location of our lives, we have to read from the word of God. And also fasting is of paramount importance. We have to fast. We have to meditate upon God's word. If we meditate upon God's word, we'll grow spiritually, and then we'll be able to overcome all the temptations and the hard times. Do you hear me?
I'm struggling, Mfundisi. Yay. Okay. Let's try our last.
Maybe
let me change
my position. Maybe let me change my position.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you, Mfundisi. So Mfundisi, so what role does community play in strengthening our walk with God, really?
Okay. In Africa, community is an arena of interaction, forgiveness, and reconciliation. One writer says, I am because we are, and since we are, hence I am. Jesus was once associated with his community. At one point, he was called a Nazarene. meaning to say Jesus did not disassociate himself from his community. He was a community man. He used to live in his community. So you find out that in one of her books, Ellen White says, the Savior mingled with men as one desired their good. He showed his sympathy for them, ministered to their needs, and won their confidence, then bade them follow me. So as a people, as human beings, our influence is felt in the community. We cannot disassociate ourselves from the community. We cannot become helpless. And we are for people, community. No, to me, Christians are the community. So we, to members of the community, are Christians.
Okay. Final question, for instance, and then we'll let this one go. How do we balance standing firm in faith while still loving others around us?
Okay. In the book of John, chapter 13, I think it's verse 35, the Bible says, by this they will know that you are disciples if you love one another. We cannot claim to know God. We cannot claim to be Christians if we don't have a relationships with our amongst ourselves. We ought to develop some relationships, and we ought to be loving our relatives. We ought to be loving our community members for us to be good Christians. So basically, I want to say being a Christian does not disassociate you from loving your relatives, from loving your friends. If you look into the Ten Commandments from number one up to four, you find out that the Bible or the first four commandments, they speak about the relationship between God and man. Then from the fifth to the tenth commandment, they speak about the relationship between God, between man and fellow man. So worshiping God or walking the path or being good Christians, we ought to strike a balance between loving God and between men. And at one instant, you hear Jesus saying, the two commands, say to your God with your heart and your mind, and love your neighbor. So basically, there has to be a balance in between the two for us to be standing firm in our faith. We have to strike a balance between loving God and loving man.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. Thank you very much for your time, Mfundisi. Really appreciate you coming through, even though our network has let us down today. I hope things will be better tomorrow and the rest of the week. But Pastor Justice Mtukura, thank you very much for your time. Have a wonderful day further.
Thank you, my brother. Enjoy your day. Thank you, listeners. Enjoy your day wherever you are. God bless you.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.